What's that smell? Nadine wondered. She had bought a big piece of pork from the market 4 hours ago. As always, she smelled the pork after the butcher handed it to her. It had smelled fine, but now it didn't. She cut into the other side of the pork and took another sniff. Annoyed, she wrapped up the pork, grabbed her receipt, and drove back to the market. She went up to the same butcher who had handed her the pork that morning. She asked him to smell the pork. He said that it smelled okay and gave it back to her. She told him to call the manager of the meat department. The manager came out a minute later. Nadine told him about the pork. She also told him that he needed to hire butchers who had better noses. He smelled the pork. "Phew," he said. He apologized to Nadine. Then he spoke to the butcher, who said he couldn't smell anything because he had a cold. "You have a cold and you're handling meat and fish? Go home." The manager turned back to Nadine, apologized again, and told her she could have a full refund. She gave him the pork and thanked him. She inspected a couple of fresh trout and had them wrapped up. She went to the cashier at the front of the market, got her refund for the pork, paid for the fish, and walked out. While she was getting into her car, the manager told another butcher to grind up the pork with a little lime juice and sell it at a 20% discount.